Genesis chapter 12. Now Yahweh said to Abram, Get you out of your country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as Yahweh had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and all the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land into the place of Shechem, into the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Yahweh appeared to Abram and said, Unto your seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar to Yahweh, who appeared to him. And he removed from there to a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar to Yahweh, and called upon the name of Yahweh. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into Egypt to travel there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, Behold now, I know that you are a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians see you, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me. But they will save you alive. Say, I pray you, You are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Yahweh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses, and camels. And Yahweh plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that you've done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, She is my sister? So I might have taken her with me to wife. Now therefore, behold your wife, take her and go your way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. End of chapter.